1. You hear a man talking about a book.
2. It's what I guess is usually termed a historical novel, by which you might expect a novel of history, but here I think we can say it's simply that it's set in the past. Basically, they ride horses instead of getting into cars, that kind of thing. I'd have liked to have had a little more historical material than that, in fact, to have learned a little more about the period. But anyway, the style is excellent, really flowing, and there are some great word pictures that definitely captured my imagination. There are even touches of humor here and there. It's what I guess is usually termed a historical novel, by which you might expect a novel of history, but here I think we can say it's simply that it's set in the past. Basically, they ride horses instead of getting into cars, that kind of thing. I'd have liked to have had a little more historical material than that, in fact, to have learned a little more about the period. But anyway, the style is excellent, really flowing, and there are some great word pictures that definitely captured my imagination. There are even touches of humor here and there.
2. You hear a caller on a radio phone-in program.
Yes, I'm calling about the new swimming pool and sports centre complex. Unlike some of the callers I've been hearing, I have actually looked at the plans and visited the site where they're going to build it. I know some people have doubted whether we should have such a building at all, but I can definitely say, as a parent with young children, that it is necessary. The old pool is only an outdoor one, and it's useless in the winter. But as I say, I've seen the plans and I worry that it's going to look very out of place, like a kind of weird spaceship. So I want to ask if it's too late to change that. Yes, I'm calling about the new swimming pool and sports centre complex. Unlike some of the callers I've been hearing, I have actually looked at the plans and visited the site where they're going to build it. I know some people have doubted whether we should have such a building at all, but I can definitely say, as a parent with young children, that it is necessary. The old pool is only an outdoor one, and it's useless in the winter. But as I say, I've seen the plans and I worry that it's going to look very out of place, like a kind of weird spaceship. So I want to ask if it's too late to change that.
3. You overhear a conversation about families.
I must say I envy you your knowledge of languages. 3, is it?
Yes, though I don't usually think about it. I mean, you see, I grew up with Dutch and English.
Your father's Dutch?
My mother. She always wanted to maintain the two languages with us children.
But your wife speaks Spanish, and you live in London.
Yes, and she's determined that our kids will be bilingual, so we speak her language in the house and English for outside, and of course the kids at school. And then I get to chat in Dutch in the holidays.
Impressive. I must say I envy you your knowledge of languages. 3, is it?
Yes, though I don't usually think about it. I mean, you see, I grew up with Dutch and English.
Your father's Dutch?
My mother. She always wanted to maintain the two languages with us children.
But your wife speaks Spanish, and you live in London.
Yes, and she's determined that our kids will be bilingual, so we speak her language in the house and English for outside, and of course the kids at school. And then I get to chat in Dutch in the holidays.
Impressive.
4. You hear a woman talking about learning how to make jewellery.
I've come to really enjoy my jewellery making classes. I wasn't at all sure at first, and my friend had to talk me into going with her. But it's great. I always thought I was so hopeless at anything involving actually doing or making things with my hands, but it turns out I'm not so rubbish after all. But it is quite a battle. There are so many techniques to learn, and one silly mistake can mean you've ruined a whole piece you just spent hours on. Anyway, I hope it will eventually lead to the chance to use what I'm learning, maybe even earn some money from it. I've come to really enjoy my jewellery making classes. I wasn't at all sure at first, and my friend had to talk me into going with her. But it's great. I always thought I was so hopeless at anything involving actually doing or making things with my hands, but it turns out I'm not so rubbish after all. But it is quite a battle. There are so many techniques to learn, and one silly mistake can mean you've ruined a whole piece you just spent hours on. Anyway, I hope it will eventually lead to the chance to use what I'm learning. Maybe even earn some money from it.
5. You hear a man talking about a new car he's just bought.
I'm pleased with my new car so far. Mind you, I spent ages deciding which model to go for, reading magazines, checking specifications on websites and stuff. There's so much to consider. And of course, the running costs are a major issue. But let's not kid ourselves that a car's ever going to be actually cheap. It costs money, even when you're not using it. Though I think this one's perfectly reasonable. It came down to parking for me in the end, and with this one being so small, I can get it into pretty much any space I find. So, let's just hope it was the right choice. I'm pleased with my new car so far. Mind you, I spent ages deciding which model to go for, reading magazines, checking specifications on websites and stuff. There's so much to consider. And of course, the running costs are a major issue. But let's not kid ourselves that a car's ever going to be actually cheap. It costs money, even when you're not using it. Though I think this one's perfectly reasonable. It came down to parking for me in the end, and with this one being so small, I can get it into pretty much any space I find. So, let's just hope it was the right choice.
6. You overhear two sales assistants talking about their new manager.
What do you make of the new manager?
I'm not sure yet, really. But he seems less than completely charming, doesn't he? I mean, he just gives you orders, doesn't make an effort to be pleasant at the same time.
I guess he doesn't see that as a vital part of the job.
He might be more into efficiency, perhaps. Though we don't have any evidence of whether he'll be successful yet. But he's got all the certificates and he clearly knows all about management theory. That's why he got the job. It'll be interesting to see how it works out in practice.
What do you make of the new manager?
I'm not sure yet, really. But he seems less than completely charming, doesn't he? I mean, he just gives you orders, doesn't make an effort to be pleasant at the same time.
I guess he doesn't see that as a vital part of the job.
He might be more into efficiency, perhaps. Though we don't have any evidence of whether he'll be successful yet. But he's got all the certificates and he clearly knows all about management theory. That's why he got the job. It'll be interesting to see how it works out in practice.
7. You hear a man talking about a tennis competition.
I'd say that was a great first attempt, and that everyone involved should feel very proud of what they achieved, whether playing or organising in some way. The competitors definitely had a good time. It went well, and was more popular than the local paper described. We had a lot more people there than they said. I hope that next year there'll be even more people watching, as the event gets better known. Everyone will tell a few others about it, and we can do more posters and things next time. Meantime, I think I better get some practice in. I'd say that was a great first attempt, and that everyone involved should feel very proud of what they achieved, whether playing or organising in some way. The competitors definitely had a good time. It went well, and was more popular than the local paper described. We had a lot more people there than they said. I hope that next year there'll be even more people watching, as the event gets better known. Everyone will tell a few others about it, and we can do more posters and things next time. Meantime, I think I better get some practice in.
8. You hear a cycle mechanic talking to a customer.
I'm worried you won't be able to fix it this time.
Well, there will come a day when we can't repair it, but I don't think we're there yet. But it's going to take a while to do it because we'll have to wait for the replacement parts to be delivered. There's only one place left now that supplies them.
And expensive?
I'm afraid so, relatively. But if you love your old bike, then it's not about price, is it? But I can work it out for you first, so you can decide for yourself.
No, let's do it. I'm worried you won't be able to fix it this time.
Well, there will come a day when we can't repair it, but I don't think we're there yet. But it's going to take a while to do it, because we'll have to wait for the replacement parts to be delivered. There's only one place left now that supplies them.
And expensive?
I'm afraid so, relatively. But if you love your old bike, then it's not about price, is it? But I can work it out for you first, so you can decide for yourself.
No, let's do it.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two.